This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast of the Woods,
celebrating bear culture and the bear community.
Featuring your hosts, Mark Big Bear Haddon
and Luke the Wonder Cub Mitchell
on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you are here on the woods, here with Luke the Wonder Cub and Big Bear Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Luke. How are you going?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
Because we've got lovely guests in the studio and it's Radiothon.
Which, I thought you would have been happy because we just played your song.
And we've just played my song, N-A-S-T-Y, Nasty.
There you go, you got to say it.
Nasty. I love that song. I've been loving it for a couple of weeks now.
I know, and you always say N-A-S-T-Y, Nasty.
Because they say that in the song. You didn't agree with me, but they do.
Not like that, though.
N-A-S-T-Y, Nasty.
Nasty.
I love it. Sorry, keep going.
That's okay. We have guests to introduce. So, firstly, we have one of the most popular guests that we've had on the show before.
Definitely.
By far.
We're talking about Chris, aren't we?
Yeah. Look at that too. Yeah. But, I wasn't, but that's okay. I'm talking about the one and only, you may know him from Big Brother, but you'll know him more so from the woods, because the woods is much bigger than Big Brother, and that is Nathan Little.
Thank you very much. Most popular. It's very fancy.
Yeah, well, I would say so for sure.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yes.
It's a load of BS, but I'll take it. Thank you very much.
You usually do, darling.
I'm a tart.
You're such a top.
If you cry, it doesn't help your case.
You cry afterwards or if you just cry during?
Both.
Oh, God.
After.
After. Hold me.
It's when you cuddle, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My tears on your chest fur. That's just me. Okay. Cool. We also have in the studio tonight another returning guest for Here on the Woods.
Yes.
And he is the brand new president of Bris Bears. He's arrived for Southern Hibernation about a week early because he's that keen to be here, which is great.
He just arrived today.
He arrived
this afternoon.
Yeah. Fresh off the plane. He smells like a plane still. That is the wonderful Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to be back in the studio.
Hello, El Presidente of Bris Bears.
El Presidente.
Exactly.
So important now. Jeez.
I know.
So, now, we are here gathered tonight to talk about, you guys as
that
well.
That was, we are gathered here tonight.
I know.
It's like, Nathan, really. We're getting married.
It's like, oh, I get to marry someone. That's so nice.
I know we've just met, but...
but you're hot. Let's get married.
Let's
not talk about commitment.
What's
so tonight's all about Radiothon. So if you listen to Joy at all over the last couple of days, and we know you have, because Joy is amazing, we know it's all about Radiothon at the moment. So now is the time to join Joy 94.9, become a member, support the station, or time to renew your membership.
That's right. And you can do that on the lovely internet. Don't ring, because there's really no one in the studio besides us. It's a bit late. They've all gone to bed. They're all... yeah, so don't ring us. But look, you can join online at joy.org.au. And look, it's not that expensive to become a member. You can have a family membership where you can join up, you know, you and your partner and your dog and your cat and your budgie and your goldfish. And people do. Don't think they don't. They do. They have all sorts of things on their family membership. And that's only $96. A full membership is only $72. So if you're... just want to join by yourself, it's $72. If concession, it's $36. If you're under 18, it's only $22. And if you're a business and you want to become an ongoing sponsor, it's only $165 for a year. And you know, and not only can you win all the wonderful prizes that we're giving away during Radiothon, but you'll have a nice warm feeling in your heart that you gave in something to the community.
Yeah, really warm and fuzzy. I mean, I don't know if you guys realise, but Joy, you know, it the membership keeps Joy on the air. It's the membership and the people that join up that keep us on the air. It does cost around $3,500 a day to stay on the air. So all that money goes to a really great place to supporting the station and keeping us on the air for you guys to listen to. So,
I mean, most of that money is spent on facelifts, but I think if we tighten the belt, we can really stretch the donation dollar.
Have you seen the people around here? There's no facelifts.
Where's
no.
my facelift? I want one of those.
Well, you've got to get into
starting
line.
To get old. Yeah. God. Do a beard lift.
I mean, when you think about it, $72 for a year, that's like, I think it's like 16 cents a day.
Is that, did you write that just then? Or did
no,
you
it's
have
on
that?
My little handout sheet that they give me.
I thought you were really
but
smart.
Then. I am really smart, but I don't have to think about that.
Okay.
So it's not a lot. It's not a lot when you think about it. And look, the positive things about becoming a member is that you, like, people don't, I don't think people actually realise that we don't get direct money from the government to run Joy. Maybe a little bit indirect from, like, the City of Melbourne. We might get a deal on the rent here and stuff like that. But we don't, and we may get a few, like, government grants and things like that to do certain events or stuff. But the day-to-day running, that $3,500 to $4,000 a day, comes directly from memberships and people sponsoring the station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, that's a, it's a lot of money to, I mean, they need that $3,500 a day to get the place running. I think that's amazing that we have the membership that will do that, but we need people to rejoin. And this is the time to do it. There's some great prizes. We'll tell you about the prizes a little bit later, including the smart car. Go to our Facebook page, The Woods on Facebook, and you'll see Luke and I trying to fit into the car.
Yeah.
It is a smart car.
Yeah.
At Mercedes-Benz. We loved it.
Yeah,
it was lovely.
Mark's bigger than the car.
I am bigger than the car. Quite literally, almost literally, yeah, I sat around the car, yes.
Yeah, everyone found it quite funny. They're like, oh, the bears can't get in. We're like, oh.
I could still win it. Oh, I wish I could win it. I can't win it because we're presenters, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, someone will win it.
No, you can just stand there and look pretty next to it.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I did. Yeah, you can see the photo.
Yeah.
So, Nathan, you've had a bit of an association with Joy over the years, haven't you?
Joy was actually my very first experience of the gay community in Melbourne when I first came here. Because I moved from Adelaide 4 years ago. And so when I first came here, I was bringing cabaret shows. And so this is actually where I started to meet all the talented queer people in Melbourne. And then, of course, the Laird Hotel took over once I discovered that gem of a place. But, yeah, they've supported... They've really been the only broadcasting, besides ABC occasionally, it's really the only broadcasting avenue that's ever supported my career through this entire sort of last 6-7 years that I've been doing cabaret and trivia. So I owe Joy a huge debt for the help that they've given me over the years. And also just what they do. I grew up in the country, so I can imagine I had no sort of gay role models at all growing up in the country. And I can imagine how important Joy must be to a lot of people in the regional areas as well. So I really identify with the kids that will be listening to this secretly through their iPhones under the covers.
It's a pretty common story. I mean, I know growing up as a kid, I didn't listen to Joy because I was in... Sydney. I was up in Gosford, which is just above Sydney, and there was no internet back then. Yes, I'll say that no internet. So
are you
I didn't.
Old, Mark?
Yeah, I am a little bit old. But I literally did. It was the exact scenario. You know, under the bed covers, and I remember it really well. It was a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to a show called Gay Waves on SER.
Yeah,
2SER in Sydney, and it was my first contact with any sort of gay culture.
Yeah.
And I literally used to turn the light off, put my headset on in my stereo in my bedroom and hope to God no one came in. And I'd listen to Gay Waves every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave me a love and appreciation of community gay radio.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago when I moved to Melbourne, one of the first things I did was came and did the course here because I still had that association with radio. And me coming out.
I had no
I'm
idea.
Getting teary. It's like, it's so important to me.
I had no idea that there was no government funding at all because Joy sounds really expensive. When you listen to it, it sounds just as good. It's the only station I listen to. I know that sounds like a lie, but it's true. It's the only radio station I listen to.
Yeah.
And it sounds just as good as to me, Triple J or anything else. I think the quality here is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's actually stuff I want to listen to.
The standards they've got here are quite high. I have to say, I mean, for a community radio station, I think it's one... I mean, I don't know. There might be others throughout the country. I mean, Chris, you've had experience at 4ZZZ in... Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's great. It's a great community station for Brisbane. I mean, I used to listen to it when I lived in Brisbane. And you've been on the gay show there recently as well, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want you to compare the two because you can't. It's not the same thing. But, you know, you've been in here at Joy a couple of times. Does Joy mean something to you?
It's a nice setting. When I was here the first time, I quite liked it. It had a nice feel to it, and like I said, it's good to be back here again.
What about you, Luke? Because you've been in Melbourne most of your life.
I have, and you know, it's funny with me, because I first was on Joy about 5 or 6 years ago. I came on when I was vice president of Vic Bears.
With the Cubby House guys, I take it?
No, it was pre-Cubby House. No, I came on, I don't know if it was that long ago, it was Hide and Seek back in the day, when Dean Beck was running it.
Yep.
And so I came on Hide and Seek at the time and did a bit of a guest spot and plugged the Bears and stuff like that. And that was my first time on radio, my first time doing anything like that. So it was all very new to me. I didn't even know really, because I don't drive. I take the train to work, so I don't listen to the radio that much. So I don't have that kind of, you know, the drive into work with the radio on. I never really did that. So I always had just my iPods. So for me, that was my first exposure to it. I didn't really realise there was such a great station that was available to me and people like me and people like us. And it wasn't until later on when, Mark, you got very, very involved very recently and sort of said, come do the woods with me. And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And
can't get rid of you. You're still here.
I know. I just stay here. I just sleep here all the time. So, yeah, no. So that was sort of my becoming a part of Joy. And, you know, I became a member at that point. So I'm a pretty recent member, but I've sort of dove in head first, I suppose, and it's been really, really wonderful. Now it's like a second home. I love it here.
Yeah. And I don't think people don't actually realise until you get in here and meet people here how supportive a community it is.
Yeah.
And it is. It's just that. It's another community. And it's like the Bears is a community. Joy is a community. I mean, you meet the most fantastic people here. And
it's like the United Nations of queer around here. Everyone's so different.
Yeah.
It's representative from all different nations.
Yeah.
The bear nation.
Yeah.
Lesbian nation. The
trans nation.
It's like leather nation.
Well, I didn't really have
domination.
Any trans domination. Well, yeah, there's a lot of that coming around.
Boom, boom.
But it's like, I never had any trans friends before I came to Joy. Not that I knew of. Anyway, and I've said this on the radio station before, I'm pretty clueless when it comes to trans people. I don't realise they're trans. How about you?
I met a few in Adelaide. One of my closest friends actually was the sixth person to have the operation in Australia.
Wow.
Which is her name is Bonnie. She's 63 and still kicking her heels up.
Nice.
She's got great stories. She used to be in Les Girls back in the 80s. Les Girls, for those who are too young, it was a very, 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 very popular drag show that was based in King's Cross.
Yep.
And she's got fascinating stories. Mafia stories, stripper stories. King's Cross was pretty colourful.
Yes.
That was sort of like, that was like the gay underbelly.
Yes. I got insulted by Carlotta on more than one occasion.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Girls was quite amazing in the time.
Well, actually, Bonnie first, when we first met, she insulted me, actually, because I was out the back reading a paper in Adelaide, and then someone started doing a drag show, and I was just there to read the paper, and I wasn't looking, and Bonnie came up and told me how rude I was being, and we had a small argument, and then we became best friends. And then I always watched the drag show if there was one in front of me from that moment on.
Very good.
And just quickly before we move on, did you hear today in the news that the first ever trans person on Time magazine?
I didn't know. That's fantastic.
The actress from Orange is the New Black.
I love the Orange is the New Black.
In the show, she plays a trans woman who's now in prison with all the girls in the show. Yeah. And the show was very, very popular last year. Season 2 comes out later this week.
Can't wait
for it. But, yeah, she's the first ever trans person to be on Time magazine. It came out today. So fantastic. So that was pretty
and
cool.
And she's awesome. She's a very good actress.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. So much depth to that character. So yeah, great show and a great person to be on time representing, which is awesome.
Very good.
So you are on Joy 94.9. It is The Woods. Now, if you are thinking about becoming a member, now's the time to do it. So jump on to the website onjoy.org.au, become a member. Do it while you're listening to The Woods. It's the perfect time to join, so make sure you do. And keep listening. We're going to keep talking about Joy tonight and some more stories about what Joy means to us. If you want to text in and let us know what Joy means to you and what, you know, our big phrase, that's so Joy, what does that mean to you as well? What's that mean to the Bear community to be a Joy member and to have this station backing us up? So you're on The Woods with Luke, Mark, Nathan and Chris.
Joy 94.9. And you're here with Big Bear Mark, Luke the Wonder Cub, the absolutely amazing Nathan Little, and El Presidente Chris from Brisbane.
Presidente.
El Presidente. Exactly.
He has the power.
What song was that, Luke?
Then he gets the bears.
He has all the powers, and he gets the
then
bears.
Then he gets the... I don't know. That was Nobody to Love by Sigma.
I like that.
You might have heard the sample in Kanye West's song Bound 2.
Yes, but I would
which
like...
Which is terrible.
But I like the rip-off that Seth wrote. Yeah,
James Franco. Yes. Yeah, well, we all love that. That was amazing. So that was the sample in that song, and then now the song itself has gotten quite big on its own, and it's quite a good song, actually.
Well, that happened cool. with Macklemore as well, and Mary... What's her face?
Mary Lambert?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's like Dido with Eminem, same thing. Like, she was nobody, then she did that song with him, and then all of a sudden...
Oh, actually, I liked Dido before Eminem, but that's...
Did you?
Yeah. Whatever happened to Dido? Did she die?
She dropped the L's.
I was going to say.
Don't.
Dido, Dido. No, she had a single last year that wasn't very good.
Oh.
Yeah.
But she was really good. I went saw her in concert when she was here.
Yeah,
and it
voice.
Was filled with menopausal women.
No.
And me. Yes. I blended right in. It was fantastic.
Oh, your people.
I know, my people.
Now, Mark, we have had a message in as
yes.
well.
And this is from the lovely Sammy from The Wet Spot, which I like to call The Wet Patch. Or moist.
Either way, it's all very wet.
Yeah, because I did say to her she should call the show Moist because it's like the female version of Hide and Seek.
Yeah.
So it gets a bit racy, lesbian talk. The racy. And she says, my darling boys in the woods, as a lesbian, love listening to her every week to get more of an insight into the bear world. Lots of hugs, bear hugs. The Wet Spot, Sammy. And big hugs to gorgeous Nathan as well.
Love Sammy.
I love Sammy, yeah.
Sammy's great. She's a good beer drinking partner as well.
Okay.
She's good to drink beer with.
I'll have to get into that because, yeah, she does, yes, we are with Lisa and Sammy on Friday. Oh, I'm going to look up the schedule because I'm hopeless. I think it's
come
Friday.
Come on, Mark.
I know, I've done it again. Well, I shouldn't say these things
it's
on the
radio-thon
spot.
Radiothon week, aren't you prepared?
No. look, and we're saying it is Radiothon, and they've repurposed that old saying, that's so gay, into a more positive saying, that's so Joy, and that's the tag that we've got going at the moment. And if you look for the tag on Facebook or Twitter at the moment, you'll see a lovely picture of me and Sammy, actually, on the Facebook page that we just took before the show.
Yep.
And so what's
that's so Joy.
What does that mean to you, Luke? That's so Joy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, obviously over the last sort of several years, I know since I was in high school as well, the term that's so gay has been sort of very popular for kids to say. In terms
Where did that
of,
even come from?
I'm not sure, but it certainly, I think, I don't know, I know it still happens now, doesn't it?
Because
Chris, you're more recently out of school than me. But yeah, young people and kids and stuff say that's so gay
in
like a
basis,
derogatory kind of way. Like, oh, that's so gay. Like if something's crappy or stupid or they don't like it, they're having a bad day at work, oh, it was really gay today. Like using it in that negative way. So, you know, at Joy, we very cleverly said, you know, that's so Joy, trying to turn this negative phrase that has a pretty negative connotation and making it something positive. So, you know, I think it's really important because people still say it, linking it to a derogatory thing. And I've seen it said before, you know, that you shouldn't be replacing the term gay with, gay shouldn't be a replacement word for anything negative because it's basically making gay a negative word as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's so Joy is a great turnaround.
It is.
That's so Joy.
That's so Joy.
I don't know. When I hear it, I just think, I mean, the station, it means new friends to me because I've made so many new friends at this station. And that's so Joy is just like meeting people that I normally wouldn't meet day to day, because I mean my world before the station was fairly much bears and bear bars and bear events, and besides work, which I hated anyway, And yeah, it just means a whole new world to me, I think. What about you, Nathan?
Yeah, that's another good point. It's always good to feel part of a larger community or a larger group. And I don't sort of hang around the Bears as much as I used to, so it's still nice to have a touchstone somewhere else to come where I can still see old friends and people that, you know, I've seen. God, we're all getting old now. Even in the last 6 years, everyone's looking different. We're all looking different. But yeah, just touching base and catching up with everyone, and yeah, just everyone's so supportive. I'm always pulling favours. I've always got something to spruik, and they're always happy enough to give me their time. So that's really nice of them.
Well, I mean, and that's it. It is a bit of a family here, and I mean, you know, so we can be a little bit. What's the word? Nepotistic? I'm waking up words now.
I just like that the family here, they're so welcoming.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm still feel like a newbie around here, except at the same time I don't, because I do come here now, and any day that I come here now, I do know somebody that's here, and they'll pull me aside and have a chat. Oh, you do the woods. That's so cool. You know, I was training, all this sort of stuff. Everyone here is so friendly. There's not one person that I've met here at the station where I've thought, oh, I don't like you. That hasn't happened yet. Everyone's so nice. They're so welcoming. They're keen to have us on board, you know, and, you know, the volunteers and all the hosts, you know, they totally make the station what it is, and they put all their time and effort into it.
Over 300 volunteers work at this station.
That's huge.
It's massive. It's a huge volunteer operation.
And it's not just on the air. It's like your IT. It's all the it's so much stuff. Like, you know,
the
more than me.
Lovely Josh, who's the main IT guy here.
Tireless.
It puts all this work in for free. It's like he doesn't get paid for it. And you know, there's those sorts of unsung heroes. There's so many people in admin here that just don't get paid to come here and do the work. I mean, Anne, who you would have heard of through the week, she's here all the time, and she doesn't get a cent. I mean, she just comes in for the love of it. I mean, she's been here, I think, 16 years or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the sort of place that Joy is. You don't, you know, you can be here 16 years and you won't get sick of being here because it's just that sort of place.
And the incredible guests you have in the building. Like, you have pretty amazing people come in here all the time. Rhonda Birchmore. That's the one I'd like to be around here.
Yeah, I mean,
Mark was lucky enough to meet the lovely Marsha Hines very recently
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's and, awesome. You know, I've interviewed, if you'd asked me a year ago, you know, would I have interviewed people like Cameron Bird from Architecture in Helsinki? Because I was a big fan of the band. Yep. And the music director here heard me talking about it on air one Wednesday. And I said, oh, God, I love that band. Next thing you know, he's knocking on the door saying, do you want to interview Cameron Bird? And I was like, oh, yeah, you bet I do.
So cool.
And it's so cool. I mean, and they do get some big names in here.
Yeah. Kylie's being interviewed by Joy. She didn't come into the studio, but they did track her down after a campaign, which is great.
Yep.
I think Danny's being in here.
And, you know, we were just talking about Drag Race before, RuPaul's in the break.
Oh, yeah, you had lots of RuPaul contestants here.
I've met Jinx Monsoon.
I stalked her when I heard, because I'm nearly around the corner. Yeah. So when I heard that you were interviewing her, I sprinted down to the Joy Studios and I hung out the front like a bad man in a trench coat. And she was really nice.
She's lovely. I got my picture taken with her and I did the whole fanboy thing. It's like, I've never done this before in my life. And I went up to her and I was nervous. And I said, you know, I'm a really big fan of the show. Do you mind if I get my photo taken with you? And one of her entourage, because she had an entourage.
Yeah.
And one of her entourage grabbed my phone and said, stand there and I'll take like 50 pictures of you. And I was like, and I had a little chat.
Yeah, they were really lovely.
Really lovely. And it's afforded, like I met Wendy Matthews and, oh, God, who else? I've met Marsha, as you said. And there's been a whole range of people. I've met you. I mean, I would never... I don't think I probably would have met you at other show. Adam Richard, who will be joining us on Wednesday. We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, just a whole lot of people that I think... I wouldn't have been afforded that opportunity anywhere else, which is great.
Yeah, and even people who do things like we had for Marriage Equality, we had Tim in here as well.
Yeah,
like,
Tim Pepper.
Not necessarily people who are like famous and celebrities and stuff like that, but just really good people and being able to sort of step into their world for an hour and really, you know, talk about what they're passionate about.
And then on the other side of the coin, it's like we get to talk to the community. I mean, we have literally talked to every single organised bear club within Australia, and we've talked to the New Zealand Bear Club.
Yep.
And we, like Chris, we've, you know, we have people on from their clubs around Australia all the time, which is fantastic. And let's face it, where else are we going to be able to talk about our community within a community? I mean, mm-hmm. you might get, like, Chris, you went on 4ZZZ, but it's once in a blue moon that you'll do a bare spot on 4ZZZ, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's like, yeah, you don't have a bare show.
No.
I mean, where else are you going to, in the world, really, are you going to get a dedicated radio station to have an hour dedicated to bears?
Yeah, and looking at it from an interstate perspective, Chris, because I know you plug this show up in Brisbane for us, which we love you for.
Yeah.
You have in the newsletter for BrisBears, and we get plugged and stuff like that, which is great. How has the show been received up in Brisbane, and, like, you know, having a station like Joy available to talk about bears once a week?
Yeah, people do quite like it up there. There'll be a couple of people who'll check out the podcasts when they come up.
Yep.
And I know a couple of people down in Adelaide that really like the show as well.
Yeah. You know, it's a thing too. Like, you know, yes, Joy's based in Melbourne, but, you know, you broadcast online, so anyone in the world, we have listeners in the US even.
Yeah. Anyone can listen.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we've got a lovely listener, and I can't remember his name at the moment, from Iowa.
We're Facebook
James,
friends now.
Is it James? Yes, I'm Facebook friends with him as well. But, you know, it's. And I had that when I lived in Brisbane, because I lived in Brisbane for 7 years.
Yeah.
I used to podcast The Cubby House. Mm-hmm. And listen to it on my way to work in the morning, because, I mean, you know, it's like being a bear community, and what you were saying before about people in the country, and this is sometimes their first interaction with bears, is this will be this program. And
so it'll probably be porn.
Well, maybe, maybe.
Probably.
After porn, then the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's priorities
here. And it's great that we can tell them about what's happening in the bear world, and, you know,
yeah.
that they can become part of it.
Exactly. So, again, it is Radiothon, so there's no better time to join Joy 94.9 than right now. So
just like Patrick from Spotswood just did.
Yay!
Of course, Patrick is Patrick who does his Nothing Sacred. And they did say... they said on the show that they would join after the show. And
good.
Patrick did. I haven't seen Jim's yet. Hello, Jim.
Come on, guys. Get on there.
But
thanks, Patrick. We love Patrick lots.
Yeah, so. Patrick did join.
Yeah. So we also had some other joins after 11 o'clock, which we should mention as well. So Mark of Leatherhead has joined up.
Leatherhead? That sounds fantastic.
Is that a
Where's
place
that?
Or a state of mind?
I think it's both.
Ooh. We also, Brad from South Yarra has joined up in the last 20
Thanks,
minutes
Brad.
As well. Thanks, Brad. So, look, no better time to join than right now. We'll mention you on the show. Yay.
Yes.
So go on the website, joy.org.au, and sign up. Become a Joy member. It's cheap. It runs the station. We love you for it. And like we said, no better time to do it. All these great prizes. Be a part of a really, really great community and
have
a great
I got
family.
Time to tell people about the prizes? Or are you going to play something?
I'm going to play something, and you can talk about prizes when we come back.
When we come back, okay.
Really, really soon, okay?
Thank you, Luke.
All right, you're on the woods with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub on Joy 94.9.
4.9, you're on the woods with Luke the Wonder Cub. Big Bear Mark.
What was that?
I can't
speak.
I can't speak tonight.
Is that a pap smeared you? Is that what you're going to say?
A pap smear? No, they talk about that on the wet patch right here.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
The wet spot. Look, I was going to say, and we've got, of course, Nathan Little with us and Chris from
if
the president.
If you were able to speak.
Chris Best, yes.
Yeah. Now, before we go through the amazing, amazing prizes that
I want to talk about the prizes.
Can we talk about who just made a joy?
Yeah, oh, yes, though? Definitely.
Okay, so we have had a message from Clint from Richmond. Hi, Clint. How are you? Love you lots. He has said, happy Radiothon. Go the woods. And he's also, on top of becoming a member, he's actually made a donation as well.
$50.
$50.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you, Clint.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
So it's guys like you, Clint, and everybody else out there who really keeps us running and keeps us going. So again, joy.org.au, go online now, join. There's no better time to do it than right now.
And Clint is in the running to
here's
win.
Here's what you can win.
He can win a 2014 Smart Car 4.2. Now, not only will he win the car if he wins it, that's a bit, yeah. He gets to choose the colour and everything. Goes down to the...
That's so Joy.
To Mercedes-Benz in Berwick. Actually, that's out near where Clinton is, Berwick. That's out Richmond Way, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. And Yeah, so it's a brilliant first prize. And now the second prize is probably more for the ladies.
The ladies. The
ladies. Clint will love it.
I think Clint would like this trip, actually.
Well, I don't know if men are allowed on it. We have to qualify that, whether they're allowed on it. But it's Olivia Cruz. It's a 10 nights for two people in an ocean view stateroom. And it includes shipboard meals and entertainment from February 13th to 25th, 2015. And this is with thanks to Olivia Cruz's. Now, is a lesbian cruise.
Yeah.
But I think Bears would just fit in. What do you reckon?
Are there any Newton Johns going?
If Olivia Cruz is running it.
Well, then I'd be there.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd go too.
I love Olivia. Yeah. I watched Xanadu recently again.
Oh, yeah?
It's a very underrated film.
Oh. Underrated and overrated. It's simultaneously awful and fantastic.
Fantastic. The music is kind of fantastic.
Yeah, music's great.
Yeah, I love Xanadu.
I was waiting for you to break out in a song then. I thought
Xanadu,
you were
going to. I love Xanadu. It's pretty
okay. Good. What else can you win, Mark?
You can win a 4 nights accommodation for two people at any Oaks Hotel and Resort Australia-wide.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And in fact, Kerry, who I did Taste of Radio with, and if you wanted to get involved, enjoy Taste of Radio is a good way to do it. He actually wrangled his bosses to get this prize. I know that for a fact. So thank Kerry for getting that amazing prize. Now, and basically, you can get a hotel in Melbourne if you're just going out for the night. Maybe you're going to see Wicked or something. Or you can go anywhere in Australia.
You could go to Brisbane.
Cairns.
If you're at the Oaks on Collins Street last Sunday, you would have seen Mr. World Australia heats.
Oh, wow.
That was
How was that?
Good eye candy.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's like Miss World Australia, but it's, Mister. You have a penis.
Wow.
Are they straight penises or gay penises?
I would say 30% gay.
Oh. That's not a bad 100%,
you know.
100% penis?
Body obsessed and penis. There's a lot of penis.
Okay.
Did I mention penis?
I haven't heard the word penis on the show so much since penis. Penis.
It was interesting. They didn't have to do much. They just had to sort of walk
with their penises.
What else can you win, Mark?
Yeah. You can win 3 nights luxury accommodation in a royal suite, dinner for 2 nights in the Gallery Bistro, including 3 courses with a bottle of wine, champagne on arrival, valet parking, full a la carte breakfast each morning, and a daily newspaper at Craig's Royal Hotel in Ballarat.
Oh, my God.
Daily news now, poker.
Poker, yes.
Sounds good to me.
Penises. Now, I talked to someone today who has been to this hotel, and apparently it is stunning.
It looks really nice.
I mean, I'm just looking at the picture I've got in front of me, and it's like a very big 4-poster bed, which handcuffs would go on quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Oh. Penises.
Are we going there for lunch one day? Isn't that the place we're going to for lunch one day?
If you're taking me.
Yeah.
I can't afford that.
Oh.
You get champagne on arrival, so you're already pissed before you check
that's great.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
And or you could win a Velo Cycles from a Brompton M3L folding bike. I have seen these bikes.
Do bears ride bikes?
Yeah, some bears ride bikes.
I met a few folding bikes at the Laird, actually.
Stop talking about Luke like that. do you ride a bike,
Go back
Chris?
To your penis jokes, no. Mark.
I think Luke got a bit pissed off with me then. No, I don't ride a bike per se, but that's a good price, though. I think a lot of people would love to ride it. And then, of course, there is... Now, this is... To counteract the lesbian cruise, there is a men's makeover package, which is pretty spectacular. It's you win a Oscar Hunt suit from Oscar Hunt, of course. Nice. Lord Coconut Jewellery. Now, Lord Coconut apparently is specialised in men's jewellery and custom-made jewellery. And from what I've seen, they're pretty... I'm not a jewellery type person, but they've got some pretty nice stuff.
What a great name.
Lord Coconut.
I am Lord Coconut.
Here is your rings. a Focus Agenda bag and sunglasses from Focus Melbourne.
Nice.
Henry Buck's pair of Luke's... Is that... I don't know how to pronounce that, Nathan. Is that Luke's shoes?
I would say so.
Luke's shoes? See, I'm not up with that sort of stuff. Luke's.
Loaki.
Loaki. A City Hatters, a Cooper hat for all you country boys.
Oh, I love City Hatters.
Do you?
Yeah,
do you,
I've bought a hat from there.
Do you want a Mukubra?
Is that the one on Flinders Street?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Cityhatters.com.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've bought a fedora hat from there before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice.
Well, you just can. If you do win it, but you can't, you could get to go all with all this, you get a 3-hour personal shopping trip with Styled by Sally.
Ooh, who's Sally?
Apparently, she's quite well known.
Okay.
I'm not up with this stuff.
But I'm interested to see how Sally is going to style you with that Akubra hat.
Yeah.
And all the other things.
Yeah. Well, with the dryer's a bone. It's the only way you can do it, really.
Coconut jewelry and the Akubra.
I wonder if they do like cock rings and stuff.
You should ask Sally that question.
I don't know.
All right. So look, like we said, to win all these amazing prizes, you have to join during this week. I'm giving Mark a
dirty look
at the moment. Daddy, you can join up. Do it now. Go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. Become a member. There's no better time to do it than during the woods, during Radiothon. Now, boys in the studio, Nathan, are you a member of Joy?
I'm going to become a member right now, Luke.
Well, excellent.
Not right now, tomorrow, when I get paid.
Yeah, after payday.
Wednesday. You've got to do it Wednesday.
I will.
Because the Bears are taking over Radiothon. We're going to call it Bearathon.
Bearathon.
Between 1 and 4 on Wednesday.
Okay.
So you can either pop in or you can do it on the internet or any way you want. You can call us. There'll be people on the phones then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give it a plug now. We're going to have the fabulous Adam Richard join Luke and I.
You guys want to be affordable, Adam Richard.
Yeah, affordable because he works at the ABC. Yes. They couldn't afford a fabulous. So
we used to.
Yeah, Spicks and Specs got cancelled.
That sucks.
What?
Yeah, it got cancelled.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he will be very affordable now. Oh.
I'm more affordable than he is.
And we're going to have some lovely guests as well. We're going to have the number one guest ticket holder for Joy, or the first member, and he's the first person who ever said a word on Joy, John Oliver.
Yeah.
He's going to come in and join us. We've got the lovely... there was three Bears, so we needed a Goldilocks.
Yep.
So we've got our weekday program director, SJ, coming in to say hello and tell us what she does at Joy. She's a lovely woman.
What doesn't she do? God.
Everything. And it doesn't hurt to suck up to the boss either. And we've also got the lovely Dana Curry going to pop in and...
Yeah.
Come in and have a chat with us as well.
It'll be a jam-packed show.
It will be.
Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'm leaving work halfway through my shift so I can be here.
Yes.
So make sure you listen in. And that's one of the perfect times to join. If not tonight, then Wednesday. So.
I want that folding bike. You sold me as soon as I saw a folding bike, but I'm gonna finally join.
I reckon that would be great. Because, you know, you get to your workplace and you just pick it up and fold it up.
I'm going to ride to work in my Akubra and my Lord Coconut jewellery.
And then you're going to go on a lesbian cruise after that.
That's right.
Yep. Now...
with my penis.
With your penis. Chris.
Penis? Yes?
Are you a member of Joy?
Not yet, but I will be come Wednesday.
You're going to join Wednesday as well? Fantastic.
I will.
Awesome. So that's two members that we're going to have joining. So thanks, guys. And you two can be a member really easily. Either do it Wednesday between 1 and 4, so you can call up on me and Mark on the air, or do it right now. Go to the website, joy.org.au.
Exactly. And I actually have to renew mine as well, because I joined last year at this time.
That's convenient.
It
Are
was.
You eligible for prizes or not?
No.
Oh, no. Sucks to be you then.
Yeah.
There you go. So Mark's doesn't count.
Yeah, no. But
I joined.
But I still support this amazing organisation.
As you should.
Yes.
All right. You are on the woods on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9. You're here on the woods with Luke the Wonder Cub, Big Bear Mark, the very, very wonderful and amazing and talented and gorgeous Nathan Little. And he's blushing now. That's my intention. And, of course, the El Presidente from Brisbane's.
Every
who's
time.
Come to Melbourne. To
Why
take
have we
over.
All of a sudden become Mexican?
He's going to take over Melbourne.
He's
going to
take over the Melbourne.
Now, Chris.
Am I?
Well, Chris, this is a good segue. Here we go. What brings you to Melbourne?
Southern hibernation.
What's that?
Oh, God, if we don't know by now.
So, yeah, no, we talk about it so bloody much. Only because it's amazing. So, Southern Hibernation kicks off next Sunday.
It does. Indeed, it does.
Firstly, though, really quickly, worth going to the Laird on Saturday during the day to check out the Men on Men art competition as
yeah.
well, because it's always really amazing, the artwork they have there.
It's always good.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go along.
We're going to be there, Mark.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
I'll check that out as well.
We'll be there doing some other stuff, but we'll be there at the Men on Men art. Ooh. at the art competition. There's always some really amazing work that gets there, and of course it's up at the Laird throughout the week, and then the winner is announced at the contest the following week. Hibernation is an all week event. You've got fair, a dance party on the Sunday, you've got karaoke on the Monday, you can meet where the bears are on the Tuesday, the boys from the US are coming down.
Yeah, unfortunately they get in on Tuesday, so we can't get them in here on Monday night. But
no,
but they're going to be so jet lagged.
Yeah, they will. And then they've got a week of partying, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, first few days, they'll probably be passed out.
That boy who's always in his underwear is just beautiful. Beautiful.
Ian Parks.
Is that you know his name.
I know all their names. I've talked to them.
I like Ben. Ben's my favourite.
Which one's Ben?
I like all of them. He's the daddy one.
I do like
Ben. Ben's the daddy chunky one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all very funny.
Joe's lovely as well. And Rick's lovely as well.
They're all sweet. And they're all cute. They're all sweet. And they're going to be in Melbourne.
And we will objectify them more then.
We will absolutely do that.
And I'm sure that they'll be doing their fair share of objectifying as well.
Yeah. We will break Melbourne it down bears. To the most basic human level.
And they are meant to be doing one of the episodes of Where the Bears Are at Four Season 3 here in Melbourne as well.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second as well. So I'll quickly run through. So again, you've got Trivial Bear Suit Hibernation Edition on Tuesday night, hosted by Dean Arcuri, who was on The Woods last week. Underbear on the Wednesday night. And you've also got, on the Thursday, bear soup during the day, and then a Showtime dinner with Where the Bears Are, roasting the contestants American style at the Showtime Events Centre. Friday is the Winter Retreat Retro Dance Party, and that's where they're going to be filming their episode.
Oh, is that where they're going to be filming?
Yes.
And shall I say it now?
Yes. So, as we're saying, join this week.
Join this week, because next week, if you haven't got your tickets yet for all these wonderful events, it might be sold out by next week. You never know. But we will be giving away next week two double passes to Underbear, and two double tickets to the Winter Retreat that we've just been talking about, where they're filming, Where the Bears Are.
So it's four tickets for each event. So you could take three friends with you to those events.
Well, we won't give it to the one person.
Oh, we're giving it to two separate people.
Two separate people.
That makes more sense, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you. But the proviso is you do have to be a Joy member.
Yes.
So why not join up tonight or on Wednesday or sometime during this week to be ready for next week?
Yep.
You can win the car this week and then win tickets next week.
Exactly. You can drive to Underbear in your new car.
In your new smart car.
You probably won't get the car that quickly, but.
No, because you've got to choose it and get the colour and everything right. And
Yeah. But you could pretend to drive to Underbear.
What colour would you choose?
Purple.
Purple?
Yeah, it's like purple.
Okay.
Don't make that face at me.
Colour of what?
Jesus.
The car.
The car.
Oh.
You get to choose the colour of your car.
No, Nathan, the colour of your penis.
No, I thought you were talking about hankies. I honestly thought you were talking about hankies.
What's purple again?
What's
hanky
purple
code?
And punky code?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
I think it means curtains or something. I love of curtains. It
means you're asphyxiating.
Ah, does it really?
No, I've got no.
You know, it probably does. You said that as a joke, but I reckon that's very close.
Yeah.
On the Saturday, so once you've won your tickets and gone to Underbear, because you won those tickets, and then your other friend won other tickets to go to the party on the Friday night, Saturday you can check out some footage from the Where the Bears Are new season during the day, and then Saturday night you've got Mr. Australasia Bear. It is the biggest bear contest in the world.
With amazing hosts.
With the best hosts in the world.
Luke Mitchell and, of course, Dr. George will be the other host.
Yes,
so, you're hosting this year, yay.
Hostess with the mostest awesome. Is back.
By the way, Luke.
Oh, what's purple?
Purple. Piercer.
Piercer.
Or wants to be pierced.
Oh.
So, okay.
Does anyone wear hankies anymore? Is that still a thing?
Only as like a trendy type thing, retro. Like I have blue leather armbands, and that's like the hanky code, like blue.
Yeah,
that's that. But that's like really.
I've always found it funny that it's used in such a masculine culture, but it's a hanky. It's a hanky.
Yeah,
the thing you drop for you know, gentlemen suitors to pick up and.
Is there a colour hanky code for snot, or is that just every hanky based on what it actually is?
Just white.
Just white. No, white means jerking off.
Yes, it means masturbation.
I know that one. I know a few of them. Hunter Green is my favourite.
I'll never look at a Kleenex box again.
If you look up Hunter Green or just Green, maybe.
Oh, what's lavender? I can see lavender there.
So what's Hunter Green, Mark?
That's got
to
be
lavender is does drag or wants to...
Of course.
Of course.
Hunter Green is daddy's boy.
Yeah.
Or a daddy.
I like Hunter Green.
Oh. Mustard wants what?
Mustard wants... 8 inches or has 8 inches.
That's specific.
Ooh, that is very specific.
That's very specific.
Well, you wouldn't want to get mustard and yellow.
Oh, my
confused.
God, there's one. Lime green is smear me with food. Okay, this is too much fun. Close that, Mark. I'm getting distracted.
You are.
quickly, before we go tonight, so once again, join up. Join Joy so you can win these prizes. Hibernation is next week. It runs for 8 days. Make sure you come. Me and Mark are going to be there. Because you said make sure you come. You made that face at me. Really? Oh, God.
And you know, every Thursday I do trivia at GH Hotel. Ready, set, pop. 2 rounds of trivia, 1 round of karaoke.
And quickly, Chris, is there something coming up at BrisBears that you want to...
Yes, if you're in Brisbane around the weekend of the 21st coming up, we have our June Bears Night.
Lovely.
Yay.
Yep.
Well, next week is going to be just as insane, of course, because we've got Dr. George and Ross from Vic Bears Community coming on, and we're going to talk about all things Hibernation,
and it's
going to
be during Hibernation. Hibernation starts next Sunday. Yeah. We're going to get the guys to come straight from Berryoki right into the studio.
That's right.
So a big show next week talking all about Hibernation.
And we'll be giving away those tickets, don't forget.
Giving away tickets to the biggest bear event in the Southern Hemisphere. Mark...
That's So Joy.
It's So Joy, and it's Radiothon. Listen to me and Mark and Adam Richard and a whole bunch of others on Wednesday from 1 till 4.
And thanks, guys, for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank
once
you
again.
So much.
No, thank you. That's So Joy.
So Joy. It's So Joy. And this has been So Joy. This has been The Woods.
And this is Boom Boom Satellites with Shut Up and Explode.
Which Luke. Sounds like something that we might just go and do now.
Yes.
After The Woods. On Joy 94.9.
Woof girl.
Woof girl.
See you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Woods.
If you like this podcast, why not rate it on iTunes or Stitcher?
This has been a Joycast for
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.